Sequoia National Park will partially reopen today with limited access after the KNP complex fire swept through the forest back in September. Burned about 138 square miles. And for more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Tim Borden, who is with Save the Redwoods League. Tim, can you give us a little bit of an overview, first, of how things are looking up there these days?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Holly and Dan. You're right that today the Sequoia National Park is going to be reopening for the first time since they closed for the fire. And that's a monumental occasion right there. A long time coming since the park first closed about 2 months ago. There is still a lot of assessment to be done left in the park. We still don't know exactly how many trees have been killed, how many sequoia trees have been killed in the fires. That is ongoing work that will probably take a couple months. We probably won't know a more definitive answer until next year, but we are getting ready here in the next couple of weeks with the National Park Service and the U.S. Forest Service and ourselves at Save the Redwoods League to announce some potential early numbers of what we think mortality is.
So, but the big attractions like the General Sherman Tree and some of those aren't still not accessible?
They are still not accessible. No, those are the trees you're referring to are in the giant forest, which had fire burn in and all around the giant forest. And that area is still highly dangerous. There's still a lot of work going on to make sure that that area is safe for the public. And there's not yet a time frame on when that is going to open, but it's probably a little bit longer still before it does.
I know you're still assessing everything, but I mean, if you had to give sort of an overview, how long do you think it takes to restore an area that size that has been destroyed?
Well, I think there's two questions. There's how long will it take before it's safe for public access, and then how long will the ecosystem itself take to restore? And in order to make that area safe for public access, it's probably going to be a couple more months, up to even a year or so, depending on how hot and how severe the area is burned. You know, there's a lot of trees that are dead and standing that will have to eventually either come down, either on their own, or will have to be taken down in order to, in order to make the area safe so they don't fall down on people that are hiking or driving or camping. So that's one thing, and that'll take a couple months. But then the actual restoration of these high severity burn areas, these groves in Sequoia National Park that have burned extremely hot, you know, that's going to take multiple years, if not decades, for those ecosystems to fully recover and start to see new growth of giant sequoias coming in the future.
And given climate change and the shifting of seasons, can you rely on previous estimates for when the ecosystem could be restored?
Yeah, that's a good point. Climate change has definitely thrown a wrench into everything that we knew about giant sequoia. We didn't believe prior to 2015 that a giant sequoia could possibly even be killed by fire because we had not seen that happen prior to 2015. And now since then, we've had six fires, including two this year, that have caused high rates of tree death in giant sequoias. And so what else does that mean with climate change as far as the future viability of giant sequoia? That's what we're working on figuring out. We still think that there's plenty of left. There's plenty of hope to be had. They are a resilient tree. They've shown us that for, you know, thousands of years. That's why these trees have grown to live to be the age that they are. And so we're hopeful that they will continue to be resilient, but they're going to have to make some changes.
Hey, real quick, before we let you go, dollars and cents, this isn't going to be cheap to restore. Where's the money coming from?
No, forest restoration work like this, and especially the kind that needs to occur in the sequoia groves that haven't yet burned, because there are still plenty that haven't, but that are at risk, is a really expensive process. It's, you know, right now we are working with the Giant Sequoia Lands Coalition. That's a group including us, the Save the Redwoods League, and the National Park Service and U.S. Forest Service and plenty of other partners. We are working towards directing more federal, state funding towards giant sequoia restoration, not only in these areas that have burned in the last couple of years, but in these areas that haven't yet burned, to make sure that in the future there are things that we can do to protect these groves so that they do not burn at the high severity that we've been seeing the last couple of years. And so it's going to have to come from state and federal funding sources.
Tim, good to hear from you. Tim Borden is with the Save the Redwoods League, a baby step, I guess, in the right direction to getting Sequoia National Park partially reopening today. No word, though, on when full access will be available.